Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 63 countries, such as the United States, Sweden, Norway, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Australia, India. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. And I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review this show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, or wherever you catch podcasts, including the Google Play Music app. Please subscribe on one of those platforms and rate and review the show so that we know how well we're doing. On the show, I have entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people that are impacting the world around them, and my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of my guests that I have on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. So I want to please welcome my guest, Jamie Noodleman. Okay, let me Noodleman, right? Say your last name for me.
Yo, you got it. It's Noodleman.
Okay, I was like Noodleman, like, yeah. So I like to make sure, but dude, welcome to the show, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, this is awesome. Love your intro. This is incredible, man. I'm feeling the energy. I'm feeling the vibe.
Dude, when I started the show, I wanted to not just be a podcast. You know, like how am I going to set myself apart from everybody else? And so I was looking around at different podcast hosts, you know, Libsyn being probably number one, you know, and I was like, well, there's nothing that separates me. The content might, but really, like, what separates me from everybody else? And it's the fact that I have a live show where literally people can call up and ask the guest questions.
And that's the best part. That's the best part, because when you make podcasts and recordings and then upload them a week later, you don't allow for that interaction. And that's the best part, because then you can actually answer people's questions and take them to the next step. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely, man. 100%. 100%. So the title of this episode, because I love what you do, is called Storytelling Through Video with Jamie Noodleman. Jamie, a former personal trainer and coach, is a video brand designer for online coaches and small business owners. He helps them develop their video content and strategy for social media and YouTube. Jamie's love for video and design comes from his creativity side that sparked when he was just a boy. His key focus is centered around storytelling and being able to deliver a powerful message through emotional video. Jamie still focuses his time within the holistic health space, which stems from the desire to live the best possible lifestyle while feeling a sense of balance on the inside. Jamie lives in Toronto, Canada, where he enjoys getting out into nature, sharing moments with his most dedicated clients, friends, and family. You can learn more about Jamie at facebook.com/trainer.jamie, J-A-M-I-E. And you can also go to LinkedIn, and then look for Jamie Noodleman, N-U-D-E-L-M-A-N. So after reading that, man, like, video is where it's at today, right? I mean, video, like, there's a report that said 80% of the content that we consume is now through video. So what you do is even more important than ever before, because that is how we're consuming content nowadays, right?
Yep, exactly. And that's what I recognized when I made a big shift from being an online coach and trainer to the video space, because I had been doing it years prior and had put it on the back burner. And then I realized every single coach, every single trainer, anyone who's a business mentor, they're on Facebook Live telling stories. They're trying to make YouTube videos. They're trying to create product and services that are being sold through video. And it's all the same process. It's story driven. It's trying to capture someone's attention and allow them to speak a message, a truth. And I said, holy crap, everyone is going to need this no matter what and where I put this.
Well, that's definitely true. So I gotta ask you, man, what
yep.
is your why for what you do? You know, you do the video, you do the stories, you know, holistic trainer and coach. And but mm-hmm. what is your deep why for what you do?
It's a good question, because a lot of people I talk to don't understand the actual purpose and vision behind what they're doing. In fact, I had a conversation today with an ex-coach of mine who actually helped me rediscover that and really come to a point of knowing how to generate joy, how to smile, be happy, and be able to be alone in your own time. Because a lot of us can't do that. And we use the word can't because we don't know what that is, and we get scared. And that ties to my why, because I do this because my work is not work. It is freedom. It is joy. And
yeah.
every day is the same day for me. I don't believe in Monday to Friday. I don't believe in doing this to live up on the weekends like many others do. And that is totally okay. There's zero judgment from me. But my why stems from the fact that I want to experience freedom. I want to experience what it's like to actually wake up and have full control over what I do. Every single action, every step of the way.
Very cool. You can't get any better than that. Very awesome. So, are you still with us? Are you still here? Trying to get Jamie back. But that's very great why that you have. Jamie, still here?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's interesting. I can hear you. And I can't hear you.
Hey, Jamie, with us?
Yes, sir. Sean, I'm here.
Dude, how does the host get to disconnected from his own show?
It happens, man. The universe is it's a wonderful thing.
What was that? All right, so we were talking about your deep why, and I was just
yep.
about to say that I absolutely love where you're coming from.
Yeah, when I got cut off, I'm like, oh man, this is like because usually when
yeah.
Because
yeah,
usually when
so
I tell
go, back,
go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So normally when I tell my story, it's the repetition of being able to speak it better and better and better each time. And you get used to, you know, expressing that. And this is almost like a brand new story because I've been shifting so much. So when I told that, I was like, wow, look at me go. And then it disconnected. I'm like, yep, that happens. And I went with it.
Right. So tell us again, man, what is the deep why for what you do?
Yeah, to sum it up, really, it comes down to freedom. It comes down to control. Because years ago, I was always so caught up in letting others control me. And I wasn't a taker. I was always giving and being used and abused. And I realized, okay, this happens to a lot of us. And because I'm so focused on enjoying what I'm doing, like I said, my work is not work. It's pleasure. So for me, my why, it's still to serve this audience. It's still to serve these individuals, coaches, business owners. But it's actually the person, you know, because it's not about the business they're building. It's about who are they? What are they doing this for? And what do they feel? And I love attaching myself to that process because you learn so much about a singular person by doing this. And I'm sure you can connect with me on this because you're running a talk show and it's not just a podcast. You're connecting with so many different faces weekly and you're learning about them. And it's very similar. But for me, it's really just being able to drive a powerful message through what they believe in. And honestly, it puts a smile on my face. That's my big why, because it's really just to serve and help other people to stand out the same way I can.
Very cool, man. You know, I love watching like the, you know, the Gary Vee video experience, right? And then
yes.
You watch like, so I have this vision. So I believe that in the next year, and I think it's already happening because there's something called Binge Networks. And I found them over at the New Media Summit where I was speaking at. It's a big podcast event. And 40 icons of podcasting come and, you know, for 3 days we talk podcasting. And then everybody, you know, they want to get booked on our shows. And some people start shows like right there at the event. They're like, I'm starting a show, you know. So we're talking about, you know, the business of podcasting, not exactly the podcast business, but the business of podcasting. And so, you know, so Binge Network could possibly be the Netflix of podcasts. You know, we have iTunes, we just search whatever, but I believe that app or that program, that platform mirrors Netflix, how we search for horror, TV shows, you know, whatever. They actually showed us how you could actually get your podcast on that network, whether it be video or audio, and then you scroll through just like you would Netflix. I'm like, that's the future. That's the future of podcasts. And some people are doing amazing things having a video podcast, you know, so you can watch that. But then there's others like Prince Ia. That dude makes amazing – I don't know who his video team is, but holy smokes. Yeah.
You know, what if I told you I have what if I told you right now outside my room, I have his branding specialist being worked on by one of my therapeutic friends? I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's going to be connected
with
him.
I
can do that for
videos.
You. I can do it for you, man. It's great, man.
Holy
his videos are powerful.
Man,
dude.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'll use his videos in my presentation as a speaker. I will use one of his videos. Because there's no way I can captivate what I want to say like on stage, like he can with the music and just the video. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
When you have videos that he does, it's just, I don't care if you're Tony Robbins, I don't care who you are. Like, you're just not going to be able to capture like a video captures.
No,
you know what
I
mean?
I understand.
Cry, you're a freaking genius. When your videos make people cry and want to change their life, you have done something right.
Funny enough, though, on that topic, I actually have created a couple of recent videos that are tied to that exact point to make because, like, video comes in such a certain way where people can just throw a bunch of clips together, like B-roll and all that, with music and a little bit of audio, and it can be so emotionally touching. And, you know, I put some pieces together because I just recently went through and I'm not looking for sympathy. I went through an actual relationship ending, and you know, I went through 3-4 weeks of very interesting times where I was trying to understand, okay, how do I become stable through this and not fall down below, you know, flatline normal? Because a lot of people get caught in that. And I started creating videos that were really touching and emotionally vulnerable about certain concepts. And I took it from voice memos I sent to people. And it was exactly that, talking about how to get someone to cry, using the right clips, tying in the right footage at the right time, whether it's before the words or after. And let me tell you, it makes the biggest impact. So tying that to Princier and like Jay Shetty and all these people, when you look at their content, it's put together in a way where it's so powerful that it moves you. And you'll actually pay attention because it's so strong. The message is so impactful. That's where video is going. That's what it's doing.
Oh, Jay too, man. There's a couple of videos I'm like, yeah. And then I look at the bottom, and this is the first time I've seen this, right? Mm-hmm. So I look at the bottom, and it's like 25 million views. I'm like, how? He just sent it.
Like, content distribution, man. And it's very powerful when it's done right.
But then you look
it
at
flows
like
out
Facebook
there.
Watch, right? I mean, you look at Facebook Watch, and you got guys that are just absolutely crushing it with Facebook Watch, and then – mm-hmm. Like a random like Facebook Live or something will make it up to Facebook Watch. You're like, how did that happen? Like all of this amazing content, and you see somebody's video, you know, Facebook Live, and you're like, power to them, man. Great job getting it up there, you know, because it seems like it's dominated by Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, mm-hmm. you know, even Mike Rowe has his TV show, not on a cable station, but on Facebook Watch. He has a TV show, and it is an amazing TV show. It's called it's like Giving Back, where he goes back to different places that these people selflessly give, or to mm-hmm. Returning the Favor is what it's called, Returning the Favor. And so he goes to these small towns, he goes to these other places, and somebody has like a food kitchen, like a food pantry or a soup kitchen, or they have something that they've done in the community and he gives back to them. It's called Returning the Favor. That show is not found anywhere else but Facebook Watch. Like that's what is becoming. We watch TV through Facebook. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, it's the future. Everything will be pushed right into this platform, and that's why it's so powerful. You'll find everything. And when you can especially find shows on there that aren't anywhere else, that's even better because you know everyone's just going to come funnel in. And there you go.
Yep.
Like all the work's done. It's just, and it's incredible because it's so unique and it's so pulling.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely, 100%. So tell us, so the point of the show is there's a transformation that you went through that pushed you into the lifestyle or pushed you onto the path to what you're doing now. You know, we have Mothers Against Drunk Driving that was started because their daughter was killed by a drunk driver. You know, we have companies and 501c3s that are started because of somebody's transformation in life. So, like my mentor, John Roman, has a 501c3, a nonprofit called the Front Row Foundation, and he takes terminally ill patients, children and adults, to any Front Row experience of their choosing. And it started because he was living life in the front row at a concert, having a blast. And he looked around to the people behind him and they were checked out. They were on their phones. They were having conversations. They weren't like in the moment, like they were in the front row. And he says, I wonder how many times in life we don't live life to the fullest and we don't live in the front row of life. Are you having a front row moment? So he decided that he was going to start this nonprofit called the Front Row Foundation. And I'm wondering, you know, what has happened in your life that has now pushed you into storytelling through video and creating what you create?
It's a big question. Wow. Transformation. One of the big things I noticed because I was a coach and also prior a trainer, and that's where it started, was being able to transform other people's lives. And, you know, like I'm a very big health junkie. Like you get me on the phone, you get me on anything talking about health, and I will hack your health in reality. I'm what they call a biohacker. And it doesn't tie into video, into storytelling, but you can use that. You can use anything and tell a story. But transformation, the big moment that changed my life was when I got let go from my first personal training job. And I was only there for 3 months. And I was told that I would most likely not ever be a trainer again. And it really hurt because I didn't have the ability to sell. And selling can be a tough game. And over the years, I learned how to eventually find my own flow of selling. And, you know, we're all still learning. It's hard to master. Some do it, some don't. But for me, I took that as my ego took that in a way where I was so hurt. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to prove these guys wrong. I'm going to build my own online fitness business. So I spent and committed 2 weeks. Actually, it was 1 week, getting all the material together, buying all the equipment. And every night at 11 p.m., I went to this 24-hour gym, same gym, but different location, and filmed video every single night until 6 a.m. and walked back home. Took a nap, slept, woke up, and edited everything. And, you know, it may sound like this could be a big launch, but I launched something, and I built something. Ended up getting 2 sales, made $300, $400. But it was the fact that I was able to just transform and realize I can do something on my own terms and feel that freedom. And then that eventually led to me reading 50 books, working on learning how to do business, learning copywriting, marketing, sales funnels. And that's what eventually led me to go back into web and graphics and video, which is where I am today, but almost in the video marketing space. Because basically, I was doing that prior to being a trainer. And I put that on the back burner, as I mentioned earlier. So everything came together. But the biggest moment was when I got let go of that job because I was so scared to figure things out. I'm like, I got to go back home. I got to get a different job. I have to go back to where I started because I was doing the grocery store job for 4.5 years, just trying to get through life. And, you know, for me, I wasn't really happy with that. So I took it upon myself to make this change. And that has led me to where I am today because now I am totally 150% invested in this process and people need it. And I'm proud.
Heck yeah.
I actually showed gratitude the other day on a Facebook Live for 20 minutes. I was sitting there on my balcony, on my terrace, my condo, just talking about this because I realized I've come so far in the last 3 years. And I don't think a lot of us look back on that because that's the transformation that we need to make to grow. So, I mean, that's the quick story. I mean, it could go deeper, but
yeah. That's it. Yeah. No, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal. Like, you know, what we don't see on Facebook Live or, you know, or on any social media is the fact that this guy is super successful. He's doing this, doing this, doing this, doing this. But, like, how the hell did that happen? He just showed up one day and was like, here I am, world, and, like, super successful. I literally had a conversation about this today because I was getting out, you know, because I look at myself and I'm like, I'm successful. Like, I know what to do, and I do it, and I achieve a goal. And I look at other people, and they're just crushing it. I'm like, how? Like I'm hustling to get what I get, and I'm working hard to get what I get. And some other guy's like, oh, I got contacted by this guy. I got contacted by this guy. I got projects with this guy. I'm like, how the hell did this happen? But I love the fact that we can dig deep behind the scenes and go, here's the transformation I went through. 3-4 years ago, I was this, this, and this, and this, and now I'm this way, and this is what I do, and this is the result. So, you know, for anybody that compares other people to themselves and wishes that they had someone else's life or they count other people's blessings, this is the show for them. Because, you know, just what you said, you know, you go through this transformation and it's super hard to go through. But once you're on the other side of it, you're like, I feel better. Like I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do this. You know? And then all of a sudden, all this amazing things start happening. But you have to grow from these experiences.
Yes. And it's the touch on that. I used to look at it as, like, because we all look at failure for the first time as a bad thing. And then we start taking failure and we start learning, okay, failure is just a lesson and an experience. But for me now, it's completely just a lesson. Anytime something doesn't go according to the plan, or, you know, I think plans fail. To be honest, the strategy is where it's at. But when something doesn't go right, it's a lesson. What happened here? How can I look at the feedback that I'm getting from this and improve? And when you detach egoically, you're able to actually move quicker and faster. And then that will propel you even forward at a quicker rate because you're so conditioned to not dealing with the stress behind that so-called failure. And you look at it as a lesson. And that's the biggest takeaway I've had in the last, last year doing this.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, likewise, man. When I started reframing how I thought about failure, you know, when I reframed my response to failure, dang, dude, it was like just doors open, you know, because it's like my mentor asked me, he's like, why do you keep saying that you can't afford it? Like, you can't afford this mentor, or you can't afford this, or you can't do that, or whatever. Like, why do you keep, like, why do you say that? You know, and I'm just like, because I can't. Like, I don't have the money, or I don't know how to get the money, or, you know, whatever. And that's just what I thought. That's just how I felt, you know, until he said, well, how about you figure out a way to do it? Like, how can you do this? How can you, and then frame it that way. So instead of saying, no, I can't, it's like, okay, well, how can I do this? And then attack it and go do it. So it's rather than taking action, rather than sitting there saying, nope, can't do it. Sorry, can't do it.
Yeah, and that's more of a close-off mindset. And in time, you get better at being open to just saying, how can I make this work?
Yep.
And that's it. 100%. You learn to just adjust. Yeah, that's a lesson I think all entrepreneurs go through. We have to touch on that, even in business, everything. If we have to touch on mentorship, I mean, I've paid mentors and I've paid coaches to help me a lot, especially in the mindset part. That's where I really need it. You know, I get a lot of guys trying to sell me marketing and all that, and I'm like, well, I'm in that space, so I just need someone to do the ads for me, or someone to, like, I'd outsource that stuff, obviously, but you know what I mean? It's just,
right.
But the mentor for the overall concept of investing, that's a big lesson, because a lot of us don't even know how to invest in ourselves. Even, and it doesn't have to be a coach, by the way. And I don't want to tear it into lead it to this example, but it's true though. If you're trying to lose weight, and I go back to this because it's simple, or you're trying to improve your health, that's a good example, or even like make a video, go on camera, you have to commit to it. You have to pay for it. You have to buy the equipment. To buy the food. That is investing in yourself, even if it's an apple, organic bananas versus non-organic. You know, making these decisions in itself contributes subconsciously to the overall investment process. And I think that's really crucial when you're trying to really turn yourself into someone who looks at everything you're doing as either an investment or something you feel you don't need to invest in.
That's true. 100%, man. I like it.
Yep.
So how are you elevating lives around you? How do you take your why and the transformational moments and everything that you've learned so far on this journey of life, how do you elevate the lives around you?
Well, the other day I was with a friend of mine, and we do a little bit of business together, but we were just catching up, and he asked me, how am I? What am I doing? And I was having this conversation with him, and I admitted that I feel like I'm no longer human. And it sounds weird because for me, I've been doing through such a journey of meditation, focusing on just the heart, being in a place of joy, generating all this happiness. And again, tying back to my why, just enjoying freedom. And coming back from a very spiritual side, because a lot of my network, by the way, it's shamans, it's spiritual gurus, healers, empaths, mediums, natural health practitioners, like everybody in that space, that's my network, like legitimately. And because of that, I've grown consciously to this level where I am very spiritual. And it ties into this because I like to reinforce positive behavior to everybody. And I want to move that emotion to them because it helps me with this video storytelling process. It all ties in because remember, the person you are is how you show up at your business. It's not the business, it's how you show up, because that's how you create, especially in this particular spot. But what I'm doing right now to elevate other people's lives, it's taking what they want to do, and instead of thinking and wishing, it's actually setting out the roadmap, setting out the strategy, allowing them to speak, and then helping them and guiding them to that next step, because that's what will take them there. And honestly, just listening. You know how many people don't get heard? It's always people talking, and I know you and I can probably talk for hours, but we sometimes probably have to step back and listen, and that's the big thing. That's how I elevate. I like to not motivate, but inspire. It's all inspiration, and for me, that's the biggest thing that gets everyone moving, because then you show them that they can do it, and then you feel the switch, and it clicks, and you're like, wow, and then you get these awesome transformations. Because your show's all about transformation, or this life transformation, it's incredible because you see it. Because then you see their story, you see what they've created, you see them talking, and they can go on a camera and actually speak and not be afraid of what the futuristic viewers are going to say. That's a big thing I just talked about earlier today, actually, on Facebook. And then they grow, and it all evolves as one thing. I know I'm throwing a lot in here, but I'm so passionate about this. I hope so. See, that's my self-doubt right there, right? And because I feel like I'm talking too much. I'm so used to it, but I'm just so passionate about this stuff that,
right?
Yeah, like especially when I was in health, it was allowing people to make a shift and to enjoy the process, not just do it for 3 months and then fall off. And then it's like, oh, what happened? It's like, keep going. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, man, you bring up a good point. It's, there is a transformational aspect to what we do in the sense that when I'm on a podcast as a guest, you know, I have to be conscious, like I'm not hosting the show, you know, I can't just take over, or it's like, it's not all about like me, or like, you know, even though I'm the guest, like, am I talking too much? Am I not, like, I'm trying not to like overtake their show, but just literally answer the question, you know, as best I can, as clearly as I can. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because you give a speaker a microphone and they'll talk forever. But when two podcasters get together, it's like, I don't know, it feels like you're jockeying for position maybe, or it's like, it's just weird being on the other side of the microphone. But yeah, man, and then I started thinking, I'm like, at the end of the show, I'm like, did I talk too much? Was it good? Did you like the answers? Did you get, like, you're fine. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I just want to make sure I want to be, you know, I want to be great for your audience. Like, because inside I know how, I know how bad it can be if you don't deliver value to the audience, or the audience feels like this show is a waste of time, I don't get any value. Like, you start to lose your audience, you know? And that's why we have the show, is to change lives. So you bring up a great point, man.
You mind if I touch on this one, just one more time?
Yeah.
I have to ask permission now. Ask for permission. No, because like, that's true. Because so when I ran my old business, myexecutivetrainer.com, it's not active anymore. I had a podcast and I recorded about 28 episodes and I released only 18. I'm thinking about re-releasing them all anyways, because it was really good content. And that's the thing. I love speaking. I love doing podcasts, and I'm like you, I can sit here and talk all day. That's why I love doing Facebook Live. That's why I love doing video. And when I go on, like this voice right now, if people are listening and you don't know me, you're only going to know me from what you're hearing right now. But if you do know me and you've seen the links and you've come here and you're like, it's Jamie, hello, and it's like, hi, you're probably going to notice that I have a on-camera, on-mic voice, because that's how we are. And my point of this is that, man, I'm like losing the point because my brain's all over the place right now because this is so exciting. Yeah, that's right. When you're on a show, it's being conscious of how much you're speaking, but you know, we're here to really deliver the value. But for me, it's really, I'm just going to come on here and we're going to talk about said topic, and I'm going to do what I can, not because it's about the viewers. I do care about the viewers, and I understand like that's what makes the show, right? But it's also, where am I going to pull out the best of Jamie, the best version of Jamie, and just speak the truth? Because if I have to fabricate it or change things, that's not me being authentic. And that's the best part. That's the best part.
Love it. Oh man, I love it.
Awesome. When we spoke last time on the phone, I don't think you knew it was gonna be like that. I've gone through a big shift since we last first spoke, like back in
for real, man. March, I'm like, holy March or crap! April. Like this is amazing.
I came to you and we were like talking about like, oh, how do I do this podcast? And then you're like trying to like give me a little bit of advice and information. And it's like, All right, I guess you could book a podcast. And I'm like, man, I sound needy. And now it's just like, hey, here's some truth bombs.
Dude, for real, man. Holy crap. I was not expecting that. That was amazing. So the storytelling through video, would you say that there's a set strategy to do it, or is there a way to do it, or how do I know that? I mean, as a speaker, I tell amazing stories on stage, and I try to do that in my Facebook Lives, or I try to do that kind of in my show and who I talk to. But how do I know if this video that I'm making is good enough? You know what I mean? Like, how do I know it's gonna connect?
And that's the hard part, because I've found with the videos I've been doing that, especially when it comes to story, and storytelling is interesting because there's a lot of truth to telling a story, but it's also it comes back to audience. What does your audience want to hear, right? And for me, I find when I'm making and crafting a story with a client, it's understanding where and what have they gone through. And I take it all the way back. Like, I'm working with an empath right now who's gone through a crazy story from childhood, traumas all the way up, and she has a gift to tap into people. She can read their minds, do all these things, and some people believe it, some don't, but I think it's a real thing. And it's interesting when they can just call you out on things, and you're like, how do you know that? And they know nothing prior. So it's maybe there's a formula, but maybe there isn't. So when I work with people like this, for example, and a lot of like natural health practitioners, I take it back to what started it. And when I build it up, it's looking for the key points, but it's also looking to see if those key points will tie into the customer avatar. Who is the person you're trying to talk to? And it always comes back to that with business too, because you're always trying to figure out, who can I sell this product to? Who's going to take this? Like, if I'm trying to sell a pre-workout to 80-year-old grandmothers, I don't think that's going to work. Best example ever. And that's just because I'm looking at a pre-workout book. But I mean, that's a dead giveaway. But you know what I mean? But when you're trying to connect emotionally with a story, you really have to pull in from how are you filming the video, but also, and the words you're speaking too, but how are you putting it all together in a way where it flows? We're talking everything from transitions to the right coloring. We're talking about the brand, the visual guiding. Everything comes into play here. And for me, the real thing, taking this to a basic level, is who's the audience? Who's the avatar? And if you can find someone who actually is a living, breathing, walking model of that, even better. And then,
right,
you know, figure out with them, is this attractive to you? Like, is this gonna be something you're gonna watch? Like, with this video, and I say it, turn you on, like, will this make you want to watch it? And I mean, it's a little bit of work, but it's also just knowing who that person is. But then you want to also tie in your story, because we all have a story. We can all sit here and storytell, but then there's some of us who don't know how to either, because it's taking our hardships in life, traumas, abuse, relationships, loss of friends. I mean, it could be anything, right? There's so many examples. And then using that to craft the perfect message and the perfect story. So to know whether it works or not, it's a little bit of trial and error, I'll tell you that, because it's hard to give an answer on that. It's really the testing game. But for some of these big brands, like we mentioned earlier, like Princier, Jay Shetty, even Jason Silva does some cool stuff too. I think it's really taking these big ideas and just crafting it into a big, powerful message that moves people. The big trend of just looking at what's happening right now in 2018 and how to build a message that will pull people forward. You know, I can give an example if you want. So the big thing with me, I focus on right now is I look at North America, and I don't have the actual stat on this, but 70% of people are facing, at least from what I know, are in either acute state or a chronic state of depression, and they're taking pharmaceuticals and they're lost, they're confused, they don't know what to do. It's a struggle. And I'm with that because I understand it, because there's just so much shifting on the earth, and it's difficult to grasp this with all these different things coming at us. So a video that ties into the feeling of what that's like and grabbing their attention, but then moving it towards how you can bring in the light and remove the darkness, and then letting it shine right near the end, but also being able to foreshadow the message from the beginning and really show characters that can pull through. You know what I mean? So that's something I want to create, because there's so much of that. I've been talking to an 18-year-old who broke free of this mindset and corrected his everything. He's turning 19, and he already understands all these things through meditation, journaling, lifestyle, the right connections, being spiritual in a sense, you know, not religiously, I would say, but on a level of feeling more awakened and open-minded.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and it goes to that, right? If you know what I'm saying, that's how I look at the storytelling. So like people like that, you can really pull them through these powerful messages for the right audience and age group, and really empower them to make change. So,
yep,
there you go.
100%, man. You know, when I teach the resilience boot camp here, I teach a 2-day resilience boot camp, and we go through the mental, physical, social, and spiritual domains of resilience. When I get to the spiritual resilience part, I let them know, like, we're to talk about, like, day one, I'm like, we got to talk about spirituality, and it's not religion. So if you're freaking out that, oh my God, spiritual, like, it's not religion. And then I give the definition of resilience, of spiritual resilience, which is the strengthening of a set of beliefs, principles, and values that you already have. We're just going to strengthen them. So your resilience of your spirituality inside of your body, the spirituality of your beliefs, because thoughts, feelings, and beliefs drive all reactions. So I think it's great that if you can tap into that spirituality and really be comfortable with who you are, and then put that onto a video and show people and have them find their voice, because I believe that your voice comes through that spirituality. So once you're one with yourself and you're in tune and centered and grounded with yourself, you can then portray that onto the video. And when I'm watching, I can just tell, man, it's powerful. When people are so in tune, it's freaking magic.
Yeah, and that's actually, to me, like, that's something I touch on a lot now, too, is I talk about how, because, like, for me, the selling, like, I'm not trying to sell this, but if I had to, the way I look at it is when coaches, or, like, my audience, like, for coaches who are busy with their clients, you know, a lot of coaches have, like, 10 clients at a time, and then they have, sure. Businesses have so much going on, like, small teams or startups are trying to manage all this stuff, and if they're trying to get on camera and make video, if they're so busy, where's their energy at? You got to do an audit on where your energy is. And to rebalance your energy, it could be difficult. If you're married, you have kids, or if you're in a certain living environment, or you're just continually waking up and being reactive versus non-reactive. Like, there's so many things that pull at us. And to think, how do I clear that to be on camera and to just speak the truth authentically with the right energy? That's where it gets difficult. And you know, that's something that we all have to find. We have to figure out, how can we sit here and move past the pain and be in the right place to do that? So I agree with you on that. That's powerful. That is powerful. And spirituality, there's a lot to go on with that. I'm actually part of a men's group, and it sounds a little kind of interesting, but it ties to spirituality. And we, about 12 of us, meet every 2 to 4 weeks, and we talk about our feelings and our emotions. And I laugh a little bit. It's interesting because I've never seen men open up before, but you never see messages like this. To hear men who have attempted suicide, men who are depressed, men who are accused of certain charges, it's, when it's not true, it's like, wow, those are the stories that are going to sell, because it's like, it's so relatable to a lot of people, because they don't want to raise their hand because they're feeling a lot of self-shame and they're guilty about this, like shame from others and then their own guilt. And it's below that flat line, normal line. And it's hard, because how do you come out of that when your whole perspective and reality is that? So I'm glad we can relate on that. Yeah.
I mean, think about the transformation that men have gone through in general. You know, I mean, we think, I was born in 83, so I remember growing up, it was like, you don't show emotion, men don't cry, we're the hunterers, we're the gatherers, man. You know, we're the beer drinking, you know, truck driving, you know. And nowadays, they're like, yeah, man, I'm totally in tune with my spirituality, yeah, I'm totally, you know, people are like, that's awesome. But if somebody, you know, like a guy was like, you know, back in the 80s or 70s or whatever, was like, yeah, man, I'm totally in tune with my spirituality, they're like, what a weirdo. Like, whatever, you weirdo hippie person, you know what I mean? But now it's like socially acceptable, you know what I mean? Like, think about how many jokes we made about The Notebook. Oh, you cried during The Notebook, but secretly we cried during The Notebook.
Yeah, we do. You know what I
mean? And so we're like, oh, whatever, crybaby, wussy person. They cried during movies, but secretly we're like, I cried during that movie, don't tell nobody. You know what I mean? So it's like we try to push our masculinity out there to cover up. Like, I feel like we're just afraid of how people are gonna judge us. I mean, really, you know, like, I cried during a movie, you know, if you're not secure with that, you know, you'd be like, oh, well, I would never do that because I'm a man, you know. Like, it's just not the case anymore.
Yeah, and the whole, like, Me Too movement stuff, but I don't want to move into that. But I think it's important to actually, on the spiritual sense, to come in tune. I mean, like, I tell a lot of men, one of my best friends came to me, and he said, and he was emotionally blocked, and we got him opened up, and we took him on an experience, and we turned his life around 180 degrees. He quit the job he didn't like, he took a stand, he raised his voice, he yelled, you know, we went out in the forest and got all of his, like, and it sounds weird, but he got his energy out. Like catharsis, like getting everything out, like Wim Hof breathing, all that jazz. And then he quit his job and got a new high ticket sales job. And now he's making triple the amount of money. He has freedom. He has his own morals and values. He's going through the waves that are up, the waves that are down, which is normal, by the way. And he's experiencing things, and he's writing this vision. He knows what he wants. He's going to a dance class last week. He's been doing that. And now he's going back to the dating world. And it's like, wow, that's truly a transformation. And it all started with a little prompt on my end. And that's where the elevation of other people's lives come in. It's like, hey, just poking in. Hey, it's not like I'm directly telling you to drink the water, because if you don't want to, I'm not going to force feed you that. But it's down to understanding that we have emotions and being able to tap in. And when you capture that on video, it's beautiful. It's just story driven, and it makes me makes me smile. Yeah, and it comes from the heart too. Go on.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say. Where's it come from? You already answered my question.
So the thing with me is, I hired a coach last year. I paid him up front because his tagline with me was, because we did a podcast, and I actually have it live too. But he said at the end, or when he first met me, he looked at me on video and he's like, "This dude doesn't smile. What's up with that?" Because he's a happy-go-lucky guy. He's always generating joy. And he says he's well grounded. You know, you read the book, The Way of the Superior Man. You know, that book will tell you everything, right? And then you throw in some Dr. Joe Dispenza and a little bit of Eckhart Tolle, and you're like, whoa, you know, there I am, right? And then I hired him, and it took me to a position of realizing that I'm not happy. And I just came back from an event in LA. I was in Glendale for do you know Kyle Cease? Evolving Out Loud.
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
If you don't, it's okay. I mean, I can always link you later. It's just cool. I went to one of his live events for 2 days, no curriculum, no expectation, and went through a lot of, like, you know, emotional belief stuff. And then it didn't work. And then this one individual made me realize I need to make a change. So I was emotionally open to it. And then I hired him. And then I started looking in through these. It was actually 4 months of coaching. And it was actually for speaking gigs, how to go to corporations, get speaking gigs, because I wanted to start talking and book podcasts. Yeah, all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, I could do this. But then it was also, he realized, man, your heart needs to wake up. Like, you're not focusing on you. And you need to start looking at Jamie as if the camera is always on. And, you know, some people tell me the camera should be off. But when the camera's on, it's not that you're faking it. It's just you're showing up. You're waking up and you're getting out of bed. You know, you're counting down from five.
Right.
So I wasn't doing the right protocol. So I went through 90 days of meditation, 45 minutes each day, and really started to get in tune with myself and started doing things that make Jamie Jamie. I mean, I was asked, when was the last time you bought Jamie a gift? And I'm like, what do you mean? And it's like, well, when was the last time you bought Jamie a gift? I'm like, what's with the third perspective? He's like, well, Jamie, your spirit, like, it comes back to spirituality. You're in this body, but you're taking care of Jamie. When was the last time you bought him a gift? And I'm like, wow. So I ended up buying myself, because I bought a stand-up desk in the summer. I bought a stand-up desk mat. And funny enough, I bought it for American, because I'm in Canada. And it was even more. And it felt amazing when I got it, because I'm like, oh my God, there's this. So it's being able to tap into your feelings emotionally and knowing how to understand what you actually desire on the inside. And then it ties back to vision, values, purpose, and all these wonderful things that we keep hearing in the self-help industry.
Love it.
Yeah,
man. So as we start to kind of wrap up the show, if somebody wants to get into the video, like they know, I mean, Facebook Lives are great, and, you know, there's a bunch of different videos. Like, so I use Lumen 5, which I really enjoy using. It's a slideshow video. So I do video for the podcast to promote the podcast. And what I'll do is I'll create a Lumen 5 video, a little bit of like storyboard kind of, you know, that promotes the show. You can also do Wave, which is basically the podcast graphic. And then it has the waveform that kind of moves, you know, through the graphic or whatever. And it's like a minute clip of like the show or whatever. It's like a minute long of some conversation that is going on the show, all meant to promote and, you know, whatever. There's Wave. Repurpose is another one. So what are some resources that people can use if they want to get into creating these videos? You know, what would you point them towards?
So I've actually used Lumen 5. It's great. It's great software. More so web-based software. It's beautiful.
Sure.
It's quick for a lot of those explainer videos. I haven't used Wave yet. That one's cool. I want to get into that one day for Instagram. But if you're looking to get into video and to have resources, I mean, for me, if I need images, I'm always using Pexels. I'm using these free sources, like, you know, Pixabay, all that jazz. If you need to pay for something, Adobe Stock is great. It's just a bit higher up. I use VideoBlocks for my B-roll if I need to find clips. And VideoBlocks is pretty reasonable because you're paying about $200. And I don't know if it's monthly. I have to check on that again. But the thing is, you get access to so many member-based clips, and you can literally just pull things and tie in emotionally. But if you're not looking to use clips, I mean, the biggest thing you can do, like if you have, let's say you have no budget, I get a camera and figure out what kind of clips can I film of myself or people I know and really capture those moments. Cause that's what I do. I would go see a client. I would try and capture them in their creative zone of genius and really gather those clips to use in their videos as B-roll. That's actually what I use for everything. And then I would use Epidemic Sound for audio because I like what they have on there. VideoBlocks has an audio block side of it too, but I don't like their audio. It's very repetitive, and it's just not the stuff I'm looking for. You know what I mean? It's not, the feeling's not there. So you'll have to be a lot more creative. Bensound.com is cool too. They have some nice tracks there. And then I believe there's one more, but I don't have it on the top of my head.
So what my videographer uses is Envato, E-N-V-A-T-O, is Envato.
Ah, yes.
And if you go to that website, you can get music for $5, $10, $20, $30, you know, minute, 2 minute, 3 minutes long, whatever. You get the videos that are on there are basically templates. So you would actually take in your own speaker reel, plug it into that particular template, adjust the sound, adjust, you know, how you want it to play, adjust the colors, you know, whatever. But it's basically you're paying for a template for a video that then goes into like After Effects or what is it? The PR one, Adobe
Premiere.
Project something or other. But yeah, it's like pro something. But anyway, it's an Adobe After Effects, and then it's another program anyways. That you can use as well, and that's what Premiere Pro that's what he uses. Premiere Pro but yeah, that's what he's been using, and you know, it's been really great to watch how you take that little template and then create that vision. Like, holy crap, that's pretty cool, you know. So
there is a lot that you can use too. Like, cause those are actually the two programs I use. I use the entire Adobe suite. I love After Effects. I love Premiere. I have a whole workflow, obviously, when I do things, and we should all have one too. I definitely have to check out that Envato stuff. I didn't know that one. You're teaching me something today. I'll make a note of that if I already did.
Yeah, dude, man. Definitely. Because when you go to Envato, E-N-V-A-T-O, Envato.com, when you go to Envato, what'll happen is you'll go to like if you want audio, you go to Audio Jungle, and then the videos are called Video Hive or something like that. But when you join Envato's list or whatever, I don't know if it's like their mailing list or whatever it is, but you subscribe to their newsletters or whatever, for the first couple months, they send you like, here's this month's free song, this free music. You know, you're like, oh,
it's awesome.
Okay, thanks. And then it's like, here's one free download template. You're like, okay. So, you know, I'm like, pretty cool. You know, so
they're giving away the good
free stuff. Yeah, they'll send you some free stuff, and you're like, all right. So, that's a great great place. When you go to Envato, it's like Audio Jungle. Video Hive, I believe what it is, but anyway, I'm not real tech savvy. I couldn't figure any of that audio effects out at all. So, I have my dude do it.
That's all good. I understand
technology.
That's cool. No need to shame. But I mean, like, I've used actually Audio Jungle on Envato. It's good. I've used Motion Array too. That's also another cool site. You get a membership there, and you can just download tons of templates and stuff like that. I mean, it's good to know how to actually work within. If you're trying to get into editing and you're trying to understand, like, how does he do this? I mean, that comes in itself with learning tutorials, knowing how to be more of a kind of like being your own leader, like knowing how to dive in and just like tackle it. But for, you know, for me, I find it's good to know how to actually do a lot of these things that could be preset built or done for you. But it's then eventually better to find presets and transitions and animations that are just save you time, because you can sit there editing videos for weeks and then it's like, well, I could have saved like 3 days of time by doing this. And that's the real magic.
Like, yeah. Awesome, man.
Oh, yeah.
So as we close the show, we're going to do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is, your products, services, programs, whatever you want to plug. This is the moment. Shameless plug. Go.
Shameless plug. Honestly, jamienoodleman.com. That's all. Check it out. Also, add me on Facebook. Links in the description, yeah, as we already discussed.
LinkedIn, Facebook. Yep, definitely. And if you need amazing videos made, this is the guy. This is the
Boom.
Guy to go to that will take your mind, your images, your content, and spin it into a video that will change hearts and minds and inspire people.
Totally. 150%.
There you go,
man. Bang, I appreciate
awesome.
It.
So Alrighty. As we close, can you deliver your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today?
Oh, you put me on the spot. Oh, no.
You asked the hard questions on this show.
I know, and you told me this too, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say. Honestly, stick to your gut. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, stick to your gut. Your gut knows what is best. And if you know what you're doing is what you love, keep doing it. Question that. Be open to asking. And if it's something you don't love and you know you're stuck, but there's an exit strategy you can come up with, go for it. Take the risk. Uncertainty is beautiful. We always land on our feet. And I really don't want to talk about this part because I don't know what you allow on your show. But after some very heavy hallucinogenic experiences, I've always realized that we are okay and we are just fine at the end of the day. So there you go. So I'm dropping that right there. That's it.
Perfect. Love it. Love it. Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. And this has been a long time coming. I'm absolutely honored to have you on the show, man, and be connected with you, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. We'll be in touch. We will talk. We will have fun. And if you're listening and you loved it, no problem.
Absolutely. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest impacting the world around him through video. If any of this episode has resonated with you, please contact Jamie Noodleman. He's on Facebook. He's on LinkedIn. Click on the links in the show notes. Connect with him and get your story out there. Get your message to the world through storytelling, through video. You can also subscribe, rate, and review Life Transformation Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Play Music app, Overcast, CastBox, wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts, please subscribe, rate, and review the show. As I close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, have a great life.